Can you share with us which object you admire most and why?
There are two, no, architect. I really in love with their project. Of course, first one will be my dad. So, and the second one, I would say Louis Icom. Have you guys ever seen My Architect? That's a movie, you know. That's his son, you know, made the movie after he died. The reason I really like Louis Icom because he's really different. Most of architecture, they design a big project. They're thinking about, you know, how to make big money, how to become really famous. But Louis Icom, he's kind of different. When he started design, he didn't really think about how much money he will get. When he started design, he pretty much forgot like how much money he had in his account. He's not the rich architect. In his life, most of time in his account is overdraft, but he still work on his project. He still concentrate on his design. Most architect, they have a final project design for the client. Usually, just bring one final design. But no matter how many project Louis Icon did, every time when he do the final presentation, he will bring up at least three different kind of complete design project to the client. So I think he is quite different from different architect. And also, when he design, he consider about the nature lighting and the nature, the wind. He really care about the environment and I think architecture is his life, just like me. I think architecture is my life. Yeah, I think about architecture all the time. Even I working around the supermarket, I'm thinking about how the structure can be changed, how the lighting can be changed in this space. Yeah. So if you put architecture into your life, you will understand what Louis Icon he did in his life.
Based on your knowledge, which buildings in the world makes you think it's really a masterpiece and why?
Yeah, the masterpiece to me, I think that's no longer on in the world anymore. The one is the Twin Tower in the New York, but the terrorists already destroyed it, and I really feel sad, you know. I couldn't really see it in front of my eyes. Yeah, cause by the time, you know, people want to build those high-rise buildings, it's really hard. The structure, the knowledge by the time is, you know, it's not like right now. So you want to build like 100 or more floors building, it's really difficult. But the people did it, and they're standing there for like the past 20, 30 years, you know, until terrorists, you know, make things happen. But now I do have my new masterpiece. That's the new Ground Zero. That's a new design of the New York Twin Tower. To me, it's not just about the shape. It's more about the memory of those buildings. The architect, when they design it, they're thinking about the past. They want to record this terrible story in people's memory. So there's a memorial park in the center, and another five building just built around the memorial park. So the level is kind of like going higher, 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 and until to the top. So when you see the final design in the 3D modeling, you feel that the design is really touching your mind. And then also recording thousands of thousands people's memory. Also, for the United States, I think that will be the most important building in the United States. Yeah.